CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The spokesperson for the 19th Communist Party of China National Congress will meet the press on Tuesday. Journalists from the Chinese mainland, the special administrative regions of Hong Kong and Macau and Taiwan, as well as other countries and regions, have been invited to the event. The CPC National Congress, a five-yearly event, will be convened in Beijing starting on Wednesday. The governor of China's central bank has given an assurance that the country has capacity and competence to control systemic risks while maintaining steady growth. In a statement sent to this year's International Monetary and Financial Committee meeting, Zhou Xiaochuan says China has taken steps mainly to control risks in shadow banking, reduce corporate leverage, and cool the property market. He also says the PBOC will continue to maintain stability and the continuity of its macroeconomic policies. China's economy grew 6.9% in the first half of this year. Chinese mainland authorities have expressed sympathy over the deaths of three Taiwan tourists. The tourists were killed by falling rocks at the Three Gorges Scenic Area in Hubei Province on Sunday morning. Mainland officials said the Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Straits and the Association for Tourism Exchange Across the Taiwan Straits will jointly set up a working group to help at the site of the accident. Hubei tourism authorities have asked for strengthened efforts to guard against possible hazards to ensure the safety of tourists as the autumn flood season has begun and certain areas of the province are prone to geological disasters. Russian authorities have confirmed British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson will be making his first official visit to Moscow. The exact timing of Johnson's trip has not been announced. British authorities announced on Friday that Johnson will visit Moscow towards the end of the year. The UK side has suggested the Iran nuclear deal, the Middle East, and the 2018 FIFA World Cup will be high on agenda. However, Moscow says it will mainly focus on the normalization of bilateral relations. The bilateral ties between the UK and Russia have been set back due to their deep differences over issues, particularly Syria and Ukraine. Police say Virginia State University in the U.S. is on lockdown after an on-campus shooting. At least one person is reportedly shot with life-threatening injuries. The person is said to have been rushed to a local hospital, and the suspect is described as a male wearing a white jersey. Local police urge people to avoid the area surrounding the campus. Austrians went to polls on Sunday to elect the members of the National Council, the lower house of the parliament. It has been seen as another important test for the right-wing wave amid the migration crisis in Europe after the German elections. A deadly bomb blast in Somalia has killed at least 40 people and injured several others. A vehicle loaded with explosives blew up opposite the Safari Hotel in Mogadishu. The blast is said to have been one of the largest ever in the Somali capital. Meanwhile, a separate car bombing in a different district of Mogadishu a few hours later has left at least one person dead. Local police were trailing the car and managed to arrest the driver. However, the car then exploded shortly after, killing a civilian. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility for the bombings. The Syrian government is calling for an immediate withdrawal of Turkish forces from areas they've entered in the province of Idlib. Syria's government is describing the Turkish incursion into Idlib as flagrant aggression. Turkish soldiers and armored vehicles crashed into Idlib on Friday as part of an operation Turkey says is aimed at forcing a halt of battles in the province. But most observers suggest the Turkish military has entered Idlib in an attempt to contain the Kurdish militia. Embattled Hollywood filmmaker Harvey Weinstein has been expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in response to his alleged sexual assaults on female co-workers. The Board of Governors for the Academy held a special emergency meeting on Saturday to expel Weinstein. Hollywood has been shell-shocked in recent days by a string of sexual allegations leveled against the Hollywood kingmaker following a major expose in the New York Times earlier this month. Weinstein, the co-founder of the Weinstein Company, has been one of the most influential men in Hollywood and has been a key political supporter of leading Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.